tomorrow's Easter. I'm so excited to get my basket, and I'm sure that it'll be filled with a ton of candy.
Yeah, I'm hoping one has the biggest chocolate bunny you've ever seen, and I'm going to eat it first thing in the morning.
You better be getting your legs ready.
Legs ready for what?
The Easter egg hunt tomorrow. I'm going to get the most eggs.
I don't think so.
What are you guys over here talking about?
We're talking about Easter tomorrow.
Oh, really? That's great. What's your favorite part of the Easter story?
My favorite part is where I get the biggest chocolate bunny ever.
My favorite part is where I beat Maddie in the Easter egg hunt.
Those aren't in the Easter story. I mean the real Easter story.
Who wrote it?
Probably some old guy who doesn't like eggs or candy.
Oh, you too. The Easter story is written in the Bible. Haven't you ever heard how Jesus came to save the world?
Like Superman?
Spider-Man's better.
Jesus is much better than Superman or Spider-Man. Just hold on and listen.
Be the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Go into the village ahead. There, you will find a colt that has never been ridden. You will untie it and bring it here.
What?
Isn't that stealing?
Just listen to the rest of the story.
If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, you shall say, the Lord has need of it.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, why are you untying that colt?
I knew it! They're going to get into trouble now.
Now it's getting exciting.
Okay, you may use it.
What just happened?
She just let them take the colt? I don't understand.
Just keep listening. Clap your hands,
all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hosanna, Hosanna. Shout unto God with a voice of praise.
Now,
what does Hosanna mean?
And why are they shouting that?
Hosanna means save us.
Zechariah 9:9 says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a donkey, even a colt. The foal of a donkey.
What happened next?
Let's keep reading. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they were eating, he took the bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said unto them,
take, eat.
And he took the cup, and gave thanks. And when they had sung a hymn, they went up into the Mount of Olives.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see.
Jesus came with them to a place in the Mount of Olives called Gethsemane. Then he saith unto them,
my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me.
And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying,
O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, for the spirit is indeed willing, the flesh is weak. O my Father, if this cup may not pass from me, except I drink it, thy will be done.
And he went and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, and went and prayed the third time, saying the same words.
Sleep on now, and take your rest. For behold, the hour is at hand that the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going, for he is at hand that doth betray me.
Right. Wait, someone is going to betray Jesus?
Why would anyone want to do that?
Let me keep reading. And lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying,
Whosoever I kiss, he is the one. Grab him.
Master! Friend, wherefore art thou come?
No, don't take him!
He's not going to take my Lord!
Put up thy sword, for whoever taketh of the sword shall perish by the sword. Why do you not think I can call to my Father, and he will give me 12 legions of angels? But then, how would the scriptures be fulfilled? But thus it must be.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for healing my ear.
And all the disciples forsook him and fled.
Why is Jesus getting arrested? He didn't do anything wrong.
At least there was a sword fight.
Did you hear how Jesus touched the ear and it was healed?
Whoa. That was really awesome.
But where are they taking Jesus?
Just listen to this.
You did a good job.
When they crucified my Lord, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to a tree? Were you there when they nailed him to a tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they
forgive them?
Why? He did nothing wrong when they killed him. Why should they be forgiven?
Why should any of us be forgiven?
You're right. None of us deserve to be forgiven.
Well, he's gone now. What do we do?
Whoa, 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 wait! Jesus died? It's over?
I can't believe it! What kind of a story is this?
Calm down, calm down! I never said that it was over. The best is yet to come.
Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye living among the dead?
He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you while he was yet in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest.
Jesus is gone?
He couldn't have just gotten up and walked away. Someone must have kidnapped him.
Ooh, a kidnapping. That's exciting.
Wait. There was no kidnapping. There was something even better.
What did the man mean that he had risen?
That means he came back to life.
He really must have been the Son of God. No one else could have done that.
That is better than a kidnapping.
Why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?
Oh, sir, please tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
Mary.
Master!
Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and tell them that I am ascended to my Father and your Father.
I see the Lord!
Oh, well, too bad.
So did the disciples ever get to see Jesus after he came back to life?
Yeah, because so far, only Mary has seen him.
Let's keep reading. Oh. Jumping up and down, jumping up and down, jumping up and down, shout Hosanna, Hosanna. Jumping up and down, jumping up and down, jumping up and down, shout Hosanna, Hosanna.
Jesus is alive,
shout Hosanna, Hosanna.
Wow,
that would have been so cool.
Yeah, I know.
What happened next?
In Mark 16:15, Jesus tells his disciples what to do. He says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Then Jesus went up into heaven to sit at the right hand of God.
So Jesus is up in heaven right now?
Yep.
Did the disciples do what Jesus told them to do?
Yes. Mark 16:20 says, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. That's the same story I've told you about today. This is the true Easter story.
But it really isn't just a story, is it?
No, it truly happened.
Thank you for telling us about Jesus and how he came for us.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Does this mean I can't eat any candy tomorrow?
Just don't forget why you're celebrating.
When darkness filled the sky, the day that Jesus died, in agony upon the bitter cross, they took his body down and laid him in a tomb. His friends believed that everything was lost.
But when the third day came, the darkness turned to light. For Mary heard her name and saw the living Christ. Risen, she said about his grief. Risen, to ransom you and me.
The world forever changed, for hope was born when Jesus rose that day.
And still his wounded hand revealed the love he has forever.